Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ. 1. Week 4. The Kingdom as a Subduing of Rebellion and as the Transfiguration of the Lord Jesus. Monday, Related Verses. Acts 26, verse 18. To open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, and from the authority of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me. Colossians 1, verse 13, who delivered us out of the authority of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Genesis 1, verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of heaven, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. Matthew 12, verse 26. And if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? 1 John 3, verse 4. Everyone who practices sin practices lawlessness also, and sin is lawlessness. Revelations 11, verse 15. And the seventh angel trumpeted, and there were loud voices in heaven, saying, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. Isaiah 14, verses 12 through 15. How you have fallen from heaven, O day star, son of the dawn! How you have been hewn down to earth, you who made nations fall prostrate! But you said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. Above the stars of God, I will exalt my throne, and I will sit upon the mount of assembly in the uttermost parts of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. But you will be brought down to Sheol, to the uttermost parts of the pit. Related reading. In the universe, there are two great things: believing unto salvation and submitting to authority. In other words, to trust and obey. The Bible shows us that the definition of sin is lawlessness. To be lawless is to disregard the authority of God, and to disregard the authority of God is sin. There are two principles in the universe: God's authority and Satan's rebellion. We cannot serve God on the one hand while taking the way of rebellion with the spirit of rebellion on the other hand. Although a rebellious person can preach, Satan will laugh because the principle of Satan is there in the preaching. Service is ever attendant to authority. We who serve God must gain this basic understanding at some time. Once a man meets God's authority and is smitten by it, his eyes will be enlightened. He will know who is and who is not lawless. Isaiah 14 reveals that Satan wanted to exalt his throne to be equal with God. This means that Satan intends to violate God's sovereignty, usurp God's authority, and overthrow God's throne. He intends to establish his own kingdom in the universe. In Matthew 12, the Lord Jesus spoke of two kingdoms: the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. There are two kingdoms in the universe. One is God's establishing of his throne for the exercise of his authority, and the other is Satan's overthrowing of God's throne for the setting up of his own authority. The matter of authority is mentioned in the very beginning of the Bible. Genesis 1 shows that God gave man the authority to have dominion over all the living things in the sea, in the air, and on the earth. The way Satan stole man away from God was to seduce man to rebel against God, to usurp God's authority. When man sinned, he did not merely violate a rule. Even more, he revolted against God, rebelled against God, and put God's authority aside, denying God's authority and rejecting God's rule. Just as Satan rebelled against God, man also rebelled against God. The first creatures God created were the angels, among whom the archangel led many to rebel. Later, God created man who also rebelled. God desired that his creatures would accept his authority. However, both kinds of creatures rejected his authority. Nevertheless, God did not call back his authority. God can call back his presence, but he will never call back his system of authority. Wherever God's authority is, God is given a position of prominence. On the one hand, God maintains his system of authority, and on the other hand, he establishes his kingdom. Although Satan rebelled against God's authority, and although man daily violates his authority by rebelling against him, God will not let this rebellion continue. He will establish his own kingdom. The Bible calls the kingdom of God the kingdom of the heavens because rebellion is not limited to just the world. The angels in the heavens rebelled as well. How did the Lord establish God's kingdom? Whatever the Lord did on earth was entirely based on submission. He did nothing that opposed God's authority. Everything was in submission, in perfect cooperation with the authority of God. The church today must also allow God's authority to have a free way and manifest his kingdom through submission.